replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. We started looking at something last week on how to become a person after God's own heart. Do you remember that? We started speaking about that. How to become a person after God's own heart. We looked at this and we said, can God say about me or you what He said about King David? He said about David, this is a man after my own heart. Remember, we started looking at that. And I'd like to hear God say that about me. How about you guys? Yes. I mean, I'd love God to say that to me. And then we said, well, if He said that to David, let's clarify what David did in order to get that kind of outlook from God the Father over David. And we looked at Acts 13, verse 22. It says, out of the New King James, and when he had removed him, that's King Saul, God removed King Saul, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony, and he said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. Everyone say, a man after my own heart. Amen. Now look what he ends up saying, who will do all my will. So that's a major key, that a man after my own heart, he'll do anything I ask him. That's huge. And so David, did whatever God asked of him, how many of you have kind of felt in your spirit God asking you something to do something and you kind of didn't do it? Amen. Remember that time you were in Walmart, you wanted to pray for someone? You felt it, but you didn't do it. And it was God impressing on you. You see, God speaks to us all the time and He's trying to lead us wherever we go to do right things. And He would get us to pray for people. He'd get us to give to people. He'd get us to do many different things. But we don't always obey Him. Right. Amen. Amen. And we are able to hear God more than King David was because we now have the Holy Spirit. In those biblical times, they didn't have the Holy Spirit yet. The Holy Spirit only came after the book of Acts started and the New Testament, the church began after Jesus was resurrected. Amen. Remember that? When the New Testament was here, so he was in the Old Testament, he didn't have the Holy Spirit. He would come on a person for a service and he'd leave. And so we can hear the word and the voice of God more than King David could in those days. So if David could obey him then, we can obey him even more now. Amen. We can hear him more now. Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, how do I know how to hear God? Well, it's pretty simple. You just listen for him. You've got to shut off the noise sometimes. How many of you know there's a lot of noise going on in your head? Amen. Do you know there's a lot of noise going on in your head? Do you know that you've got to calm, still, peace be still, shut up? You understand? Amen. Neil Diamond said, what a beautiful noise. There's noise all the time. We're always listening to you and thinking and analyzing and hearing voices talking to us, and we talking to ourselves, and the situation around us, all the problems, it's just nonstop bombardment. And God said, be still and know that I am God. Yes. Be still and know that I am God. Yes. Amen. So we're looking at five characteristics as to David's life to discover what caused God to say, he has a heart after my own heart. And the first one we looked at was that David worshipped God daily. Amen. He worshiped God daily. We looked at that last week. And most of the Psalms are written by David. And the Psalms are actually songs that David sung to God. Amen. They're worship songs. It's praise and worship. And so the first point is that David was a worshiper. He would worship God come hell or high water. When things were bad, he worshiped God. When things were mediocre, he worshiped God. When things were great, he worshiped God. We tend to worship God when things are great. When they're bad, we tend to panic and pray rather than worship. Amen. Now, that's okay to pray. But the Bible says when you pray, believe you got it. And if you got it, you're going to start thanking him. David said, come into his courts with praise and with a grateful heart. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. So you thank God and you worship him. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise. So he says that. He says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise. So if I've prayed and I believe I've received what he told me, when I pray, I'll receive it, then I start thanking him. And then when I'm thanking him, I become thankful and grateful and I start praising him. So David had this going on. No matter what the situation, he knew God would take care of him and he would praise God. And we need to get to that place where no matter how much money you need, no matter what the doctor said, no matter what the economy says, we need to learn to praise God. Because if God can take care of it, which I believe he can, how about you? Then why would I panic? And if God would do anything for me, the Bible says, when I ask, he says, call unto me and I will answer you. Amen. And I will show you great and mighty things. Jeremiah 33:3. So God's ready to help us in whatever situation we get ourselves into. Amen. So we need to get to that place where I trust God, I'm going to praise him. So that was number one. David praised God and he worshiped God. Amen. Say, David worshiped the Lord. And remember, God said, he's a man after my own heart. Okay. The second point I want to show you is that David had total faith, complete faith in God. He had absolute faith in God. I mean, you know, the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Yes. Hebrews 11:6. And David obviously pleased God. And we'll see why in a minute. But he had total faith in God. Look at this picture. You see that picture there? We're talking about an over 9-foot giant that was a killer, that was a warrior from his youth, that he had a sword bigger than a person with a shield and an armor bearer. This guy was humongous. And David said in chapter 17 of 1 Samuel, he said, I want you to listen to the words that he said in verse 37. I'm reading from the Message translation. David said, I've been a shepherd, tending sheep for my father. Now, I want to just make a point about that. Jesus said to Peter, after Peter sinned, remember when Peter denied Jesus 3 times and Jesus resurrected and spoke to Peter and said, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, Lord, I love you. He said, feed my sheep. He said, Jesus asked him again, do you love me? And he said, yes, Lord, I love you. He said, feed my sheep. And he asked him a 3rd time and he said, Peter, do you love me? And he said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my lambs. Correct? Now, the Old Testament is a shadow on top of the New Testament. We know that. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. A shepherd takes care of what? Sheep. Right? David likened himself, he was a shepherd taking care of sheep. He would take interest in the kingdom of God. You've got to get interested in the kingdom of God. Amen. You've got to, he said, seek ye first. Yes. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 12:31. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that you need will come upon you. Yes. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. David took care of the sheep. That's a type and shadow of taking care of God's people and the kingdom. Amen. Amen. You need to start getting a heart for the kingdom of God and the people. Amen. So he says, I've been a shepherd tending the sheep for my father. Whenever a lion or bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I'd go after it, knock it down, and rescue the lamb. If it turned on me, I'd grab it by the throat, wring its neck, and kill it. Lion or bear, it made no difference. I mean, talk about some faith in King. Jesus. Amen. He says, I killed it, and I'll do the same to this Philistine pig, Goliath. Remember the picture we saw? Goliath. He says, I'll do the same to this Philistine pig who is taunting the troops of God alive. God who delivered me from the teeth of the lion and the claws of the bear. God who delivered me from going bankrupt. God who delivered me from a sickness I said was incurable. God who delivered me from accidents that I didn't even know were coming. And I don't even know how many I've missed. God who's delivered me from all these things. You've been delivered. You've been delivered from hell. God who delivered me from hell and the grave. He defeated the grave. He defeated hell for me. He defeated death for me. He defeated my sin for me. He defeated sickness for me. Amen. He defeated fear for me. Amen. You see, you've got to remind yourself about these things. We think, well, I didn't kill a lion or a bear. No, God killed it for you. Amen. Like he delivered David from the lion and the bear, he delivered you and me from the devil and hell. Amen. And we think, well, I didn't do anything great. No, he's done it great for us. Amen. And so he says, listen, he says, God who delivered me from the teeth of the lion and the claws of the bear will deliver me from this Philistine. Saul said to him, go and God help you. That's what happened. He was the king. He was the biggest. He was the strongest, the mightiest of all those people. Saul should have done what David did. David was a ruddy youth. And he said, I'm going to kill this guy. And Saul says to him, go do it. And God help you. You understand? And so David had already surrendered all to God. He had surrendered his life to God. He would sing worship songs to God. He would just honor and love God. And David surrendered all without hesitation, without reservation, and without preservation. He didn't try to take care of himself. He knew God would take care of him. He surrendered absolutely everything to God. Now you think, well, that's biblical times. You know, we can't do it nowadays. There's too much going on. You can do it and still live your life in the world. Amen. Remember, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. Right. We've been called out of this world. But we can still live a life of surrender to God in the midst of the chaos. Yeah. Amen. And so he had faith that God would deliver him from any problem. How many of you believe the same thing? I mean, you better start believing that God will deliver you out of anything. He says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their cry. Yes. Right? Psalm 34:15. Then in verse 17, he says, the righteous cry out, the Lord hears and delivers him out of all of his troubles. Right. And then verse 19, he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Yes. David believed that. That's why he wrote it at Psalm 34. It was one of the songs that David sung. And he said, God's looking at me, listening to me, and he sees everything I do. I call to him, and he sees the trouble, and he delivers me out of it all. He said, I've got many afflictions, but the Lord delivers me out of them all. He had a faith in God. He trusted God. He believed God. I'm telling you, when the sickness tries to attack your body, you got to believe God. When the money's not there, when the honey's gone out of the marriage, you've got to believe God. When the addictions are sticking, you've got to believe God. He will deliver me out of everything. Amen. David had that mindset. He had that attitude. He didn't rely on the economy. He didn't rely on a boss. His father and his brothers scorned David. You understand? I mean, he believed God would deliver him out of any problem. How else would he have walked into a dangerous situation like Goliath, into a situation that's so dangerous, with total confidence?
Thank you for listening. Tomorrow we're going to pick it up and find out exactly why David was called a man after God's own heart. And we will be able to do the same things if we do what David did. So I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.